Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Good morning.
Oh, that's the energy.
That is the energy.
I come in really hyper on Tuesdays.
It's good.
Maybe I'm just really hyper.
I feel like I was going to say it all the time, is it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's good balance.
But then at the same time, you can sit down and watch 10 hours of TV, so.
How do you
there
do
you
it?
Go.
How do I do it? It's like a flow state, you know?
Yeah.
I can't do a flow state like with anything else, but TV, I can just
TV
sit there.
TV's fine.
Yeah.
Depends on the episode length, though.
Yes, yes. Okay, so.
Speaking of episode length.
Everything's Gonna Be Okay is a new show out on ABC Family, which is also called Freeform in America. It's starring Josh Thomas, and I don't know if you know who that is, but it's an Australian gay comedian. He's ginger. He was on a show from like 2016 to 2018 called Please Like Me.
Oh, okay. So that just, when I just did a little, I just did a little Google, and that just popped up, and I was like, oh God, that's quite a like. Like, Everything Will Be Okay, and then Please Like Me. I feel like that, like, goes hand in hand.
He wrote both shows. The original show, Please Like Me, he comes out of the closet, and he's, like, this really timid gay guy, and he's just trying to figure out his way in the world. And I never finished the show because I didn't really enjoy it that much. But this show, I started watching last night. The premise is, basically, he goes to America to visit his dad, who abandoned him when he was a kid, because his dad ran away with another woman and had an autistic child and another child and kind of moved to America and left him behind.
Right.
And the dad is played by, let me get his name up. He's genius in the show. But he's only there for one episode because the whole premise is his dad passes away.
Right.
And Josh Thomas has to look after his two 15 and 17 year old
half siblings.
Yeah, and one of them's got autism.
Right.
And it's this like messy, very flawed, because like the Josh Thomas character, I can't remember his actual name in the show because actors, you know, you just remember actors' names. But his character in the show is so flawed. He's like this very, very flamboyant, very self-centered, very aloof, fun 20-something gay man looking after a 17-year-old autistic girl who wants to lose her virginity and find the man of her dreams.
Oh, wow. Like, that's quite full on.
Yeah. And then his 15-year-old sister who is hella depressed and just like very angry at the world. And the first
15.
Episode. Yeah, 15. And the first episode follows the dad's funeral. And it was honestly just
Heartbreaking.
So I cried 3 times in half an hour to the beginning of the show because
I don't even know how you stop crying and then start again between in that
like,
time
because
frame.
Like I let out tears and I wipe them away so I can keep watching.
Yeah, right.
Because you can't watch TV if you're
these are like yearly numbers for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh God, you need to
you need to watch the show apparently.
But then, so the first episode's amazing, but the next three, it goes from a 45-minute episode length to just 25 minutes.
Oh, that's quite strange.
And I don't know why. And you could kind of see the tone shift in the show from more of a dramedy to comedy first and foremost, I think. Like, I think it kind of starts losing the weight and tries to shed the baggage. And from what I know of Josh Thomas, he's quite a light comedian. He doesn't really dabble in the darker stuff.
Yeah.
So I think maybe the first episode was a bit of a fluke and the next three are kind of him going back to form and back to like what he's used to.
It's a bit, well, I haven't seen the show, so I don't know, but it sounds a bit interesting to kind of dive into these quite like serious issues like having autism or like depression and things like that, but then and death as well, and then to just kind of like flip it and be like, oh,
we can't leave
things are light and easy, this is fine, you know, because you still, I presume those characters are still on the show,
and they're still full of trauma and stuff, and that's kind of what the show explores. It explores their trauma and what they're thinking, but I think the shortened episode length, because it does it on actual TV, so it has to abide by actual like ad break rules, and I can't just be however long it wants to be, like a Netflix show or online show. So I think it kind of is pigeonholed into cutting through the stuff quite quickly. One big thing I will give props to, and I need to get the actress's name, the autistic character on the show, she is played by an actual autistic actress, which doesn't usually happen in shows.
No.
They usually hire neurotypical people and just get them to pretend like they're autistic.
Which has kind of always been a bit of a like, is this okay?
Thing. It's not representation if it's not really representation.
Yeah.
So her name's Kayla Cromer, and she's really, really good in the show.
Yeah.
She does her dad's eulogy in the funeral, and that's what got me like the most. because it's really fun to see how she plays with her own emotions when she doesn't relate to them as much as other people or relate to them the same way as other people. And it's, I think it's the highlight of the show for me is how she interacts with wanting to come of age and going to college next year and her thinking she's a burden and her dealing with her dad's death in a way that, like, you don't get to see properly explained through autistic eyes. I think that's like a really cool thing the show does. So I'm kind of excited to see what happens next because it's only got 4 episodes out at the moment.
So despite not being completely engaged in the second and third episode, you're going to keep watching it.
Yeah, because I want to see where it goes, and I have really high hopes for it. And I love supporting gay creators, and I love supporting representation on screen, no matter who it is. Yeah. And I think the show has lots of promise. Mm. So it maybe just stumbled after the stellar first episode.
Yeah.
But it could be a good show all around. It might just be dulled by the fact that the first episode's so, so good.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Could be some return to kind of similar themes in the first episode.
Yeah, well, there has to be, right? Like, you can't just, like, move straight on.
No, especially if the characters are still on the show.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the entire premise of the show.
Exactly.
Okay, well, what was the name of it again?
Everything's Gonna Be Okay,
and which is a great name. And that's a sort name. Of watch where you can type of vibe, isn't
it? Yeah, it'll be in New Zealand soon.
Yeah. Cool, okay. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.